New Line Theater opens its 25th season next Friday with its 75th production and a new performance space. Scott Miller founded New Line back in 1991. He joins us now along with New Line's scenic and lighting director, Rob Lippert. Excuse me, Rob. And welcome, Scott.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
Now that I spit all that out. Would you say, Scott, that it's been a wild ride for you?
Yes, it's been a wild ride. Yes. Every year. Yeah, I started this when I was 27, which I had the energy back then to do that.
Right.
And the whole time we've struggled for space. We've struggled balancing the budget, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But we have survived.
You were actually, back when in that young, tender age of yours, weren't you working for Dan St. Louis, like in an office job?
Yeah, I worked for Dan St. Louis for 7 years in the early New Line years. Yeah,
but you actually started your career at the Muni, but not on stage.
That's right. Yeah, when I was in high school and college, I was an usher at the Muni, and I loved it. I had so much fun. I was out there 8 seasons. And it was this amazing education for me in my art form. I got to see all these great shows.
Did you ever want to be an actor, be on stage?
When I was a kid, yeah. And it was, I guess, in high school I wrote a show for the first time. And then in college I decided I really wanted to direct.
Hmm. Rob Lippert, what is your history with New Line Theater and how do you fit in there?
Well, I've done a bunch of theater in the St. Louis area over the years. And about 3 years ago, Scott posted online that he was looking for a lighting designer, temporary lighting designer. And so I just threw my name in the hat and along with what I sent him, I sent a link to a web page. And he spotted on my website that I had built a truck for a production of Grapes of Wrath. And immediately he wanted to do Hands on a Hard Body. And immediately he contacted me, not about lighting design, that was fine, but he wanted to, can I build a truck for him so he could do Hands on a Hard Body? And so that was the start of our relationship.
I always thought lighting directors get overlooked a lot. You know, lighting's so important, but if it's done well, it's one of those things most people don't notice, you know?
Yeah, that's often true.
Well, the big exciting news for you, Scott, and New Line Theater in this new season is also a new space. You're moving to Grand Center.
Yes. Yeah, Ken and Nancy Kranzberg have created a wonderful new space for us. It's on Samuel Shepherd Drive, 3 blocks east of Grand.
That's right, so, around the corner from the Powell Hall.
From Powell Hall, yeah. So we're kind of the new eastern edge of Grand Center, I think.
You're on the edge. That kind of fits, though, for New Line, doesn't it?
That's right. We're on the edge. Yeah, and the really cool part is that Rob is also an architect. So when this project started, we told the Kranzbergs that our scenic designer and lighting designer was also an architect. And so they hired him to design our theater, which is really cool.
You know, I've been there once. I was there for the launch party of what's going to be a TV show, STL Up Late. So I've been in the space, and it's really neat. So tell me about it from your perspective.
Well, I've done some theater consulting in St. Louis, and so it's not necessarily the first project I've been involved with as far as theater goes. But it's the first one that I really got to do, I'm going to say, from the ground up. And so that was a great opportunity. And then because I worked for Scott and we were able to collaborate on the needs, New Line's needs in the space, and it really was sort of customized for New Line's needs, we were able to weave together sort of all the pieces we really wanted.
I was just there once, but it reminds me that Kranzberg Black Box, only I think it's larger, isn't it?
Yes, larger. It is larger.
Yeah, we weren't able to use that other space because once we have our playing area and our band, then we wouldn't have enough room for enough audience.
Right.
So in this space, it is larger and it can accommodate all those things that we have to do because we always do musicals.
Well, Scott, you without a question have created a very unique identity for New Line Theater over the years. Of course, that's what you set out to do, though.
Yeah. Yeah. I had been working with a community theater group here in town that my high school drama teacher and I had started. And in 91, I was really itching to get really adventurous. And we were doing cool stuff with that group, but I really wanted to be more adventurous, particularly one show, Stephen Sondheim's Assassins. I was dying to do Assassins. And so I went off and I started my own company. And what was interesting was that the kind of show we do, there weren't a whole lot of those shows in the early 90s, but by the mid-90s, a whole bunch of them started popping up. People were kind of changing the way they were writing musicals. And so now we have this amazing wealth of shows that we can do that totally fit what we're about.
Mm-hmm. And one of the challenges you've had over the years, like a lot of other small companies, is, you know, a venue, a permanent venue. I don't know how many places you've had. I think the first show I ever saw that you do, and I don't remember what the show was, but it was in that church basement on Russell.
The St. Marcus.
I remember a really low ceiling.
Yeah.
And the audience, like,
I think it was a 9-foot ceiling, yeah.
Yeah, like, I don't know, 40 people audience.
And we had risers, yeah.
It was a real, real small room.
We were counting. This is our 8th venue in 25 years.
So, I mean, do you think that's going to change? It's not going to change what you do, but it's going to change something.
Well, you know, we were in a black box at the Art Loft, which was really cool, but that had a lot of problems with it. So we moved to where we have been, the old CBC High School, which is a really cool space, but it's not as flexible. It's not a black box. So for me, the coolest part is that we're back in a black box. We can make the stage anything we want. We can set up the audience any way we want. The actors can enter anywhere they want. So there's this massive amount of flexibility now, which allows us to do really cool, crazy, exciting things.
Let's talk about that. Our guests today are Scott Miller and Rob Lippert. We're talking about New Line Theater's new season, which opens a week from tonight, with Heathers.
Yes.
Heathers. It's about three girls, and they're all named Heather.
Yes, they are. Yeah, it's based on the movie from 89, which a lot of people have seen. It's kind of a cult favorite. But it's about this high school where these three Heathers kind of terrorize and rule the school, and a couple of misfits decide they should start killing the popular kids. So it's sort of a comedy, but it's really, really dark. And there are some very serious moments in the show, too.
Rob, what have you done set-wise on that?
Well, in the black box, the set is a little different than it might normally be. Normally, I do a sort of a backdrop. This, it's really an object, and it's an object that I took inspiration from 1980s architecture. It's sort of those geometric shapes and forms, and it becomes an object in the middle of the room that Scott sort of plays in and around. So it was a little bit of a different approach for me.
Do you find designing for a black box more challenging, or do you have a preference, or are they just two totally different things?
Well, it is challenging. To answer your question, it is challenging, but it's a lot of fun because all of a sudden you can do things you can't do on a traditional stage.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but I want to ask, what is challenging about it? What's harder?
Well, there's not really a backstage.
Oh, yes, that's
so
true.
So where do you go with people? Where do you go with things? You know, on a traditional stage, we can sort of hide things in the wings.
You roll them out to the side. Or
exactly.
Yeah, right.
And in a really nice big theater, you can take them into the floor. You can take them up into the ceiling. In a black box, you don't get any of those luxuries.
Yeah.
Everything has to sort of stay there and move around, and especially in a black box like this, which is not a big one.
Yeah.
Nothing ever leaves the room. Mm-hmm. So that is a challenge.
Well, as far as Heathers, your first show that opens in a week, the playwrights, I think it's interesting to know who they were. One was behind Reefer Madness, the other Legally Blonde. So.
And Bat Boy.
And Bat Boy.
Yes, which is one of my all-time favorites.
But, you know, it's such a serious topic because doesn't it touch on topics like bullying and, you know, other kind of teen.
School shootings.
Sexuality.
Yeah.
Right. But, Scott, with what's happened, you know, the last few years, don't you think maybe it's just a little too touchy?
No. We do shows about what's going on in the world right now, and this is what's going on in the world right now. And though there are a lot of laughs in the show, they're not cheap laughs. The show really takes these kids seriously and takes their emotions seriously. And it does look at what's behind the hostility and the anger that fuels the bullying, that fuels the school shootings, et cetera, et cetera. So, I mean, it really, under the surface, it's a very serious story about very serious stuff. But it's also got a lot of laughs on the surface and a lot of crazy stuff on the surface.
Mm-hmm. Would you have an interesting scene you want to relate to us that might kind of paint a picture of how that works?
Well, here's a scene that kind of has both the outrageous and the intense. There's a moment where they've accidentally killed one of the Heathers.
Now, wait a minute. How do you sort of accidentally kill someone?
You have to see the show. But so then they decide they're going to write a fake suicide note for her. And it becomes this huge production number, the me inside of me. And it sort of becomes about all these people's selfishness and what they think of themselves and what they want. And it kind of has nothing to do with Heather. So it's sort of this ridiculous number, and I think it is kind of funny, but it's also kind of disturbing because of the whole context of what's going on.
What do you think, Rob? You've been watching.
Well, I think Scott's absolutely right. These characters are not caricatures. They are people that our audience members will relate to. Everybody's got one that they go to school with, or they've got one who is their kid or their nephew. And at New Line, we always play the shows very seriously. We take the material very seriously. So we don't play it for laughs. And I think taking that approach, even with a subject that's this sensitive in our day right now, I think is appropriate.
Well, let's jump ahead and kind of briefly go over the rest of the season. Your next show would be in March, and that's American Idiot. And some people may be familiar with the group Green Day from back in the day.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a really amazing show. It's taken from that album, American Idiot, and also from the following album that they did. But it's a rock opera, and I didn't know Green Day at all when I went to see the show the first time. I'm a theater guy. But I was blown away by it. It's amazing storytelling, really, really cool show. So we can't wait to work on it.
Then in June, Atomic.
Yes.
And, what a theme for a musical. It's about the creation of the atomic bomb.
Yeah, it's this rock musical. It was off-Broadway last year. We're going to be the first people to do it since then. And it's about the scientists who created the atomic bomb. And it's a really powerful, cool piece of theater.
Mm-hmm. And now, normally in the past, you've just done, tell me if I'm right, three shows a season.
Right, right.
And now that you're moving to the Marcel this time, you've added a fourth show. Well, number one, why'd you do that?
Well, we had decided a while back that whenever we got a new black box, which we've been hoping for years, that we would add a fourth show to the season. And Mike Doughty, who's our associate artistic director and directs a lot of shows with me, we decided this fourth show would be his show, that he would direct this.
I'm glad you brought that up. This is the first. Isn't this the first time you have not directed?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So I will be there for him as a safety net, but he's directing the show. So that's part of it. And we're just really psyched about this show. It's this one-act musical from Andrew Lloyd Webber that most people have never seen or heard, and it's a really, really cool piece.
Well, I'm glad you brought up Mike Doughty. Is that hard for you, though? I mean, no matter how much you trust him and like him and respect what he does, I mean, you know, you've done it from day one. Isn't that a little difficult for you?
Yes, I'm a control freak.
Yeah, that's what I was getting at.
As I usually say, I'm a recovering control freak. No, I tell you, though, Mike's been directing with me for 3 years, something like that. And we have so exactly the same aesthetic. Oftentimes, we'll be sitting next to each other in rehearsal and we'll turn to each other at the exact same time with the exact same thought.
Spooky.
And he's really, really smart about theater and really has good instincts. And I mean, it will be hard for me to not be in control of everything, but I don't worry about him directing. Like, he's going to be great at it.
All right. So then a fourth show, and that's an Andrew Lloyd Webber work that I've never heard of.
Well, so there's this song, the show Song and Dance from Andrew Lloyd Webber. That's a one-act musical and a dance concert put together. And so this show we're doing is the first half of that. He wrote it as a one-act musical, Tell Me on a Sunday, one woman on stage. And I'm really excited to show this to people. I bet there'll be a lot of people who will have seen Phantom or Cats and think, oh, I have to see this other Lloyd Webber show. So I think it's going to be cool.
Well, if you're interested in more information about the season for New Line, go to stlpublicradio.org/cityscape and we'll have that. Okay, your 25th season, which is such a milestone. And, Rob, even though you've only been with New Line a few years, as you said, you've been around the St. Louis theater scene for a long time, so you'll have some input into this. Gee, in that quarter of a century, you've seen a lot. You've seen a lot of theater companies, small companies come and go, and, you know, some of them with pretty long runs, but
yeah,
they've
yeah.
come and go. So just, I don't know. Do you know why you've been able to why you've made it this long, I guess, is what I'm trying to think.
I have a theory. My theory is that a theater company that delivers something that nobody else is delivering will be successful and will last a long time. So you look at St. Louis Shakespeare, New Jewish, Black Rep, Us. There are a lot of companies in town that have a real specific focus. You know exactly what you're getting from them, and I think that's how you get success.
Before we go any further, we have something from Heather's, which opened your season. I almost forgot. And this is Freeze Your Brain. How does this fit into the show?
This is when our lead, Veronica, meets the bad boy, J.D., and he talks about how he escapes from all the crazy stuff in his life.
been through 10 high schools, they start to get blurry. No point planning routes, cause you're gone in a hurry. My dad keeps 2 suitcases packed in the den, so it's only a matter of when. I don't learn the names, don't bother with faces. All I can trust is this concrete oasis. Seems every time I'm about to despair, there's a 7-Eleven right there. Each store is the same, from Las Vegas to Boston, linoleum.
Heather's opens the new season for New Line Theater. That's a week from tonight. It runs on Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, 8 p.m. curtain through October the 24th. Again, go to our website if you'd like more information. We're talking with Scott Miller and Rob Lippert. And also, I might say, too, in January, you're doing a concert of songs from the season from the last 25 years at the Sheldon.
Yeah, we go to the Sheldon every few years. It's amazing to sing there, and I love playing the piano there. And so, yeah, we're going to do an evening of songs from our first 25 years.
You know, earlier in this hour, we were talking to Philip Barnes of the St. Louis Chamber Chorus, and they're celebrating 60 years. I forget how long Philip said he'd been there, like almost 30 of that, I think. And I asked him, we were talking about longevity, sort of what you and I were talking about, and I asked him about making it work season after season. And he said, and you know, you've heard this before, you're only as good as your last show. What do you think? What do you think about that?
You know, I'm not sure that's totally true about New Line. One of the things we've discovered, because, you know, sometimes we do very weird shows. Like, most of the time, they're a little weird.
Sometimes?
we do moderately weird, but every once in a while, it's super weird.
I remember the one you wrote. Okay.
Johnny Appleweed. Uh-huh. Yeah. But what we've discovered is if our audiences don't love a particular show, they're still coming back next time. Because I think they know they're going to get an adventure. And most of the time, they'll have a blast.
Rob, since you've worked with other companies, and what Scott says is right, they really do have a very loyal fan base, if you want to put that, audience. You've seen other theater companies maybe that haven't. What do you think the secret is, just real briefly?
Well, at some other theater companies that I've worked with, they sort of always fall back on a war horse or two show in their season, and that's how they keep their fan base sort of happy. And then they'll interject a little more edgy show here, a little more edgy show there. And so that's sort of a formula that works for many theater companies. I think that's the interesting thing about New Line is that New Line always sort of adapts itself to its latest what's current.
You know, Scott, I was going to ask you as the last question if there are going to be any surprises in the new season. I thought, who am I talking to? Of course there are going to be surprises.
Yes, there will be surprises. There will be quite a few.
New Line Theater opens its new season at a new location, the Marcel Theater and Grand Center. Again, 1 week from tonight with Heather's. We've been talking to Artistic Director Scott Miller and with Scenic and Lighting Designer Rob Lippert. Thank you both for being here. Congratulations on your new location.
Thanks.
And we look forward to seeing
you
there.
Thank you very much.
Coming up next week on Cityscape, we're going to talk with Barbara Harbach about a concert of works on social justice, including the premiere of her Symphony for Ferguson. We'll also take a look at a new exhibition at the Sheldon featuring the work of multimedia artist and St. Louis native Larry Crone. Then join Don Marsh Monday for St. Louis on the Air when he'll talk with Karen Hageman, the new president of Grand Center. He'll also speak with Dr. John Morris about Alzheimer's research at Washington University. Archived versions of past Cityscape programs are available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org/cityscape. Cityscape is produced by Mary Edwards, Alex Hoyer, and Kelly Moffitt, with assistance from Aaron Dorr and Anya O'Connor. The executive producer is Robert Peterson. Cityscape is made possible in part by the Arts and Education Council of Greater St. Louis, the Regional Arts Commission, and the Missouri Arts Council, a state agency. Cityscape is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. I'm Steve Potter. Have a great weekend, and join us next time.